Danny boy.
Good morning, WGXC listeners. My name is Matthew Whitney Harrington, the host of radio station. We are 82 Days of Man from Rusky. Talk about news reporter on sport.
Thank you, guys. Hello, good morning, Rachel. Good morning, Matthew. Good morning, Kelly. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
And good morning, Tom. How are you guys today?
We're good.
Ladies and WGXC listeners, my name is Dan Witkowski, and here's what's happening late in the sports news today. The USA women's soccer team lost against Switzerland or Sweden.
Sweden.
In penalty kicks. Now, the object of penalty kicks, well, the reason why it got to penalty kicks, and I believe, I'm not sure if I'm right about this, but the game went the whole 90 minutes, then went to overtime, and when nobody scored in overtime, that's when they went to penalty kicks.
Yeah.
That's how I believe it goes.
No one scored, neither the U.S. or the Sweden team scored a goal, and so it goes to penalty. You get five, right?
It's five per person. So basically...
Per team, yeah.
So basically what happens is five of the USA's best players went up against five of Sweden's best players. And what happened was Sweden scored more goals in penalty kicks than the USA because the Sweden goalie probably blocked a couple. So that happens.
Yeah, I think it was also that some of the USA players just simply missed entirely, such Rapinoe.
Rapinoe,
she kicked hers above the whole goal.
Crossbar.
So the goalie didn't even have to block it. It was very sad because the last one, Dan, maybe you saw it. The USA had missed. They went first and they missed, and then Sweden went, and the U.S. goalie tipped it, and it was inside the box, and then she spatted it back out. But the replay or the computer generated image showed that the ball had crossed the goal line and therefore was a goal. And it was very, very sad.
Is that why the USA goalie was crying after the penalty kicks?
I don't know if it, I didn't see that.
I saw the highlights on it on ESPN. The USA goalie was crying after penalty kicks.
Yeah, and that's the thing about sports, right? Even if you don't play, if you have an investment in a team, it's heartbreaking. But nevertheless, right, Dan, they're out, and it's still continuing with the final eight teams.
Yeah, so what is it? Japan and
Sweden
versus the Netherlands and
Spain.
Spain, and then bracket. And then it's the
Australia, France.
France versus and then England and
Colombia,
okay.
So
so I'm going to go around the table here, okay? I'm going to actually ask everybody here, What their final two teams are in the Women's World Cup, okay? Starting with Tom. Tom, what is your final two team in the teams in the World Cup?
Japan and England.
Okay. Japan and England,
Rachel,
Tom says.
Rachel, what about you?
What?
Who's your final teams in the World Cup?
I hardly watch the World Cup.
That's a good answer. You don't have an opinion.
No, but my brother does.
Okay.
My brother is England, so...
So he probably wants England.
Yeah, because that's where my brother used to live at, is England.
And what is your second team?
You like Japan, don't you?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Well, I mean, I do like Japan, but I always love the reggae boys.
Colombia?
No, I said reggae boys.
Well, now you're getting into...
No,
it's not music. There's a soccer team called the reggae boys.
But this is the women's, this is the Women's World Cup we're talking about.
They're a part of it.
They're the reggae girls.
The reggae girls.
I'm a reggae girl.
The reggae girls.
And they are the reggae boys. That is a part of their soccer team.
Okay.
But well, they can go on national. They can because.
Okay, Rachel. Okay, Matthew.
I can
who's
see.
Your final
I
two teams
the Jamaican side of me.
I can see Matthew's getting impatient here.
Matthew, who's your final two teams? Do you like Germany? Do you like Spain or Switzerland? Spain or the Netherlands? Sweden or Japan? Or do you like England, Colombia? Or do you like Australia? And who was the other team?
France.
France.
Australia and Germany.
Australia and Australia and Spain, you said?
Germany's not in it.
Sorry, I mean it's Australia.
Australia and Australia?
Australia and Spain, you mean?
Because I have a family friends live there, and I'd like to support them because I love Australia very much.
So
and I want to enjoy support Australia sports women.
Okay, so basically, so you have Australia as your first team. Who's your second team in the Women's World Cup?
Me?
No.
Matthew.
England,
okay, cool.
Because Jody from England, and I want to support England that much. I want to visit, and I want to enjoy supporting English women's sport.
Okay.
That's good. Kelly, my favorite person in the whole world. who is your final two teams in the Women's World Cup?
So I would say Spain and Colombia.
Okay.
Oh, and then that would be the two.
So Spain and Colombia.
Spain and Colombia.
And last but not least, Mr. Michael Hoy, one of the coolest people in the world.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm going to go for
Netherlands in the one bracket and Australia because they're one of the host countries. So we'll see. We'll see about
awesome.
That. We'll check back on that prediction in a couple of weeks.
Well,
Did I tell you that the Australia is going to be the next International Down Syndrome Conference?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Right.
Kelly, and then we will move on.
I just now changed my prediction.
Okay.
Oh.
Now I want Australia and England.
Australia and England.
They're in the same bracket, but how about this? You'll have a better chance of having one of those two teams in the final game.
Yeah.
So, but let's leave it at that. We also want to talk about New York baseball, right,
yes,
Dan?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have been watching the New York Yankees and the New York Mets lately, but
I don't watch much sports very much.
They are god awful. The Yankees are in dead last. They lost 9-2 to the Chicago White Sox yesterday.
Yeah,
the Mets are dead last. The Mets are just not quite awful.
Mets are not quite dead last. They're not too far behind, but the Yankees are above 500 and they're in last place.
Yeah,
I've never heard of such a thing.
They're above 500, but they lose every single game they play. Aaron Boone is just a complete and utter dumpster fire.
Go ahead, Matt.
I have an opinion about New York Yankees.
Tell us.
Dan's right. They lose all the time, but when they lose, they're stinks, but I still love the Yankees very
much. So do
much.
I. So do I. I'll still root for them regardless, but they're just... Darren Boone is not a good manager. He's just a dumpster fire.
And other thing is, my dad and I are big fans. Guys, another thing.
That's not for you, by the way, Matt.
That was for me.
Dad and I are big fans of Seinfeld. We watch New York Yankees behind George Stephanopoulos Field, and New York Yankees are a great team I've ever seen.
They are a good team. They have the most championships than any other team in the history of sports, but they just can't win. They're above 500 and they're dead last.
They're a lot better than the Oakland A's, though.
Oakland A's suck.
You know what sucks?
Well, that's putting it mildly, Dan.
I said Boston Red Sox suck.
Well, the Boston Red Sox are ahead of the Yankees,
well,
so they don't suck.
So how about we have the worst series, the Red Sox against the A's?
I hate the Red Sox.
So do I, but the
would you bet on that?
I don't care.
Red Sox are above the Yankees.
I don't care. I hate the Red Sox. They can kiss my rotisserie foot.
Okay, yeah, ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring for that.
This is weird.
I'm glad I don't have to go. I'm not in this Red Sox-Yankees fight.
I hate the Red Sox.
I'm a Chicago Cubs person.
Sorry, guys.
Go Cubs.
And I'm a
Cubs. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. I shouldn't.
Okay.
New York Mets is a great team also.
Tell us
and
about
Red
the Mets.
Sox, too.
The Mets suck. The Mets
the Mets are below 500.
You guys.
Dan, I have to agree with you. The Red Sox do suck.
Yeah,
to the
Red Sox
extreme.
Sucks.
You guys.
I don't know. Are we going to put this on the air, by the way?
The reason why I love New York Mets and Red Sox, my grandfather loved them very much.
Oh.
And sometimes I watch it, and Grandpa very pleased of their winning. Sometimes Grandpa, they always lose. But New York Mets, New York Yankees, the best team I ever loved.
Well, actually,
they're both New York.
Yes, they're both.
New York Yankees.
Yes, well, they're both New York, but they both suck.
No, what? Shut your mouth.
Matthew, we want to hear what you're saying.
But, Michael, my
no, facial expressions won't come out on the radio.
My brother, excuse me.
Okay, everybody talk at once.
I said my brother.
Okay, Matt, let's give the lady the microphone.
I said my brother is a Mets fan.
The Mets are not doing better.
The Mets are horrible.
The Mets are horrible. They're horrible. And the fact is that they're
guys.
They're both
okay.
Me.
Now,
my brother made it clear that my brother always loved his Mets. So you better watch it, Mister.
Good. Now let me say not some of us are not from New York. I'm from Chicago. Kelly's from Florida.
So I
want to talk about the Cubs for like 10 seconds, and Kelly can talk about the Marlins. But the Cubs are in second place in their NL Central division, and I don't know if they're just going to be ho-hum and not make the playoffs. But I'm still thinking about when they won the World Series 6 or 7 years
2019,
ago.
2019, that was the first World Series that they won.
Oh, yeah, it was
years.
2019. I thought it was 2016.
No, it was 2019. They won their first ever championship in 24 in 100 years.
Yeah. We'll see. I suspect they'll have a nice run, bow out.
Everybody be nice, young teams.
So, by the way, Kelly, I have a question.
Kelly.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Yes.
They're in second place. They're in second place in the AL East.
Oh.
What now? Do you think they before the season's over they will surpass the Orioles who are in first place,
ooh,
or do you think they will officially take one of the wild card spots?
I would say they would officially take one of the wild card spots.
Oh, you don't think they'll surpass the Orioles?
It's neck and neck, Kelly. There's only two games separating the Orioles and the Rays, and it's August. It's only
six weeks
to go.
They will surpass the A's and definitely
make the Orioles.
They'll definitely make it past the Orioles, and also
did I say the A's? Sorry, yes, Orioles. I meant.
And they'll also I predict that they'll reach the wild card.
Okay.
Well, if they surpass the Orioles, they'll win the division. They don't win the wild card. So basically, what will happen is the wild card, two wild card teams will play, and then the winner of those wild card teams will go face to one of them, and then they wait until the ALDS to play the winner of the wild card.
So scratch that with the Orioles. I predict they take the wild card.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, let's leave it at that because we still do have one more news item, Dan. Tell us what that is.
You know what? This is fun.
Oh, WNBA playoffs are happening very soon. I don't know about you guys, but I am a huge, huge fan of the New York Liberty. I love the New York Liberty.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the New York, the league overall and the New York Liberty team.
The WNBA was first started in 1997. The Liberty is one of the oldest teams in WNBA history, and they are the only team in WNBA history to be around for that long and not win a championship.
Wow. They have a pretty good team this year, though.
Yes, they do. They are officially 22-6, mm-hmm. and there's been a lot of predictions before the season started that it would be the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty in the WNBA Finals.
Is that female?
Yeah, it's women's basketball.
Do you know Lisa
Leslie?
Yes, I like her.
She was a member of the LA Sparks. She's long since retired, though.
I know, but I like her. She's pretty.
And she's inducted in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
And I like her.
She was good.
She's a cool cat.
Yeah. But by the way,
I can't agree with that.
To be honest, though, I'm kind of wondering who, because the Liberty haven't clinched the playoff spot yet. But they're going to clinch a playoff spot. Last year, they actually went to the NBA playoffs and lost in the second. I think it was the second round or the third round. I don't remember. I think it was the second round. But now they got a really good team, and hopefully everything goes according to plan, and they bring home their first championship to New York.
So I'm just looking here at the schedule. The WNBA schedule regular season ends on September 10th, uh-huh. and then September 13th, WNBA playoffs begin.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it could go for up to 5 weeks, up to mid-October.
Yep.
So you have any predictions, Dan, who's going to be like the top, let's just say the top two teams?
I actually believe what everybody's saying. I think it's going to be the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty in the WNBA Finals.
Okay, so that let's
and
keep.
I think the Liberty will take it in five.
Is it a seven-game series?
No, it's only 5-game series, so basically
They. How many rounds are there?
There's 3 rounds. There's the first round, second round, and the third round.
Five games each.
Yep. Then five. No. The first game is 2 games. It's 2 games.
Okay.
So the second round is 3 games. The first round is 3 games. The second round.
Also
3 games, and then the finals is 5 games.
So got to win 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Dan. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, Tom. Also.
Thank you, WGX listeners. Enjoy radio news to hear about World Cups. Enjoy. Listen to you 90.7. My name is Matthew Rini Harrington, Kelly and McCon, Rachel and Marcus Sherman, Dan Wroblewski, Michael Patrick Hoy. Enjoy your summer. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
WGXC.